Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We'll soon celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and he is the Chief Home Officer. He's the guy who joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about the smaller of the small businesses in the world, and he's our good friend Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
I'll be with you in a second, Jim. I'm a little busy with work this week. I can't be thinking about this stuff. You got to let me get to my work, and then I'll.
I know you sound a little frantic there, Jeff.
A little frantic.
You sound a little desperate. You don't sound like a CEO at all. You sound more like a manager in the trenches than a CEO who's managing this business in a cool, strategic way.
I got to tell you, aren't all entrepreneurs, frantic at times, managers at times, in the trenches at times, while trying to act like a CEO? You know, all those hats we wear just sort of get us all.
Well, that's the problem, though. Is we are frantic, we are desperate sometimes, and that comes with a job. The problem is we don't spend enough time even thinking about, even accepting the fact that somebody in the company has to be the CEO part of the time. What do you think?
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, we wear our, we wear our manager/COO hat, you know, day to day, along with the CMO, you know, marketing officer and financial officer, and certainly the tech officer, the one who's managing IT when something goes kerplooey. But you know,
chief, who's gonna take the call from the bank when the bank calls and says we don't have any money in the account, officer?
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to talk about crisis, you know, deal with that one. But you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us to sit back. You know, I mean, and I'm only half kidding, but you know, a lot of the topics that we discuss are born from our own personal experience. I mean, yours, you know, Jim's and Jeff's. It's the Jim and Jeff Show. So a lot of what we talk about is born from that experience, and you know, thank God it's been a good Q1 for my business, but you know, I'm not planning on Q2 because I'm muddling through.
But what did you do? What did you do? You know, what have we done? What have anyone in the audience done? What did we do in 2013 as the CEO to think strategically, to use a little vision, to use the practice of foresight, to imagine where our customers would be and set the stage for them to want to do business with us in the first quarter of 2014? What did we do?
You have to wonder.
Or was it just dumb, or if we have business, was it just dumb luck?
Well, quite often it is. You know, what is they say the Chinese proverb is luck is when preparation meets opportunity. You know, right. I would like to think that all of us have done well enough in our businesses or aspire to do well enough in our businesses that we get referrals, that we get recommendations, that stuff falls in our lap in a sense, and that's not the only driver.
That didn't come from just wandering around.
No.
That came from putting some kind of one strategic foot in front of the other. You know, Woody Allen is alleged to have said 80% of life is just showing up.
That other 20%
is pretty concentrated, technical, professional, strategic stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you can show up, but if you show up at the wrong party or if you show up with the wrong skills, so to speak, you know, who's going to want you? You know, it's like, you know, if I get a call, there are times, for example, as a writer, I get a call and I say, you know, can you do our annual report? And I'm like, no. You know, there's certain things I don't do. Financial, back-of-the-book financial writing for an annual report? No, that's one thing I don't do. You know, but the other, you know, times that the call comes in, you know, does somebody do fine, you know, whether they're carpentry? Can you do fine carpentry? Well, you know, that's not my bailiwick, or I can learn. You know, whatever the case may be, you know,
the way to do that as a CEO then, isn't it, Jeff, to get to do your to do strategically do your marketing, your brand awareness, your branding, your brand building, whatever you're doing, so that when people find you, they can see what your wheelhouse is. They can see where you're focused.
Absolutely.
And maybe they don't waste your time with a project that you're not suited for. Maybe they, you know, and when someone's looking for you for a project that is your wheelhouse, you've got your search engine optimization focused on that. All your other stuff tells them that this is what you do, and when people are looking for that, they find you easily. That's all part of the strategy that you build, that you then put into practical application with your tools.
Well, absolutely, and I would argue that it almost goes the other way around, that you sense that, and we've spoken in the show about how people need to not just strategize, but keep an eye on the horizon. What's coming? What are people looking for before they know to ask? It's like Gretzky was said to have said, you know, he was successful not because he went where the puck was, but he went where the puck will be. Where is your business going tomorrow? Where will you be? Mm-hmm. What will those search terms be that your prospects and your customers will be looking for on the internet? If you're not entrenched on the internet and say you use social media or you just market locally, what are they looking for? What's going on? What publications are you reading or media are you reading about your industry or about your customer that's telling you where they're going to be? And it's important that, you know, back to the main point, that as the CEO and the chief innovation officer, we're thinking about these things and keeping that front of mind, even while we're trying to turn out the daily work that generates the revenues that pays the bills.
Well, and
do all
you
that,
said,
you've got it mastered.
You said one word in that your little soliloquy there for several times that to me is the key to be a key place for the CEO to spend time, and that is you use the word customer.
Right.
And there is no question that if the CEO of any business can spend time understanding where that customer, representing the puck you were talking about, where that customer is going to be, and that's, to me, that's the key to everything. There was a time, Jeff, in the old days when we kind of kept up with what our competitors were doing.
Right.
In the age of the customer, it's more and more about where your customer is up to. Hey, Jeff, I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
You know, folks, Facebook is up to some interesting things these days, and some interesting things are being said about them. And you're probably on Facebook. You're probably using Facebook. We're going to see what Jeff has to say about some of these new developments after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.